This is Sean McCord. It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival. I am here in the Filmmakers Lounge in the Whiskey Jar, sitting across from Lorenzo Dickerson, the director, filmmaker of Anywhere But Here, a documentary that's going to be screening Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Violet Crown, with another documentary called Seeking Asylum. Maybe we'll get to speak to those filmmakers too. But let's talk about your film, Anywhere But Here, Lorenzo Dickerson. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for being here. So you were telling me before we began recording that you grew up here in Charlottesville.
Yes.
You came back about a year ago. You've been making films.
Yes.
And you saw a subject here that interested you, a story that you felt needed to be told. So tell us about Anywhere But Here.
Yes, Anywhere But Here, it's a series of interviews with 13 African-American men who are incarcerated at the local Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling their stories of their lives, how they got into the situations that they're in, any regrets that they have, advice that they have for kids to not go down that same path. So they're really talking about their lives and how they would do things differently. And the film also discusses a bit of mass incarceration as well.
Yeah. And these you said they were all black men?
Yes.
In the jail. And you're a black man?
Yes.
I tell that for our podcast listeners who might not be able to tell. What was your approach to this topic, and how did you find the particular men that you were speaking to?
Sure. I really wanted to be able to tell the stories of these men from their perspective,
mm-hmm.
Specifically for kids. I know a lot of times kids get advice from, say, parents or teachers about how not to go down this type of road. But I wanted kids to really get that story directly from people who have been in that situation. As far as getting the men in the film, I actually contacted the jail.
Mm-hmm.
I never expected to get a reply from them, but got a reply from them really quickly, just within a couple of days. And, you know, they said, come on in and, you know, we'll talk about it. And what they did was they actually put out a questionnaire to the inmates there.
So the administrators at the jail helped you with this project.
They did.
And supported you in what you were trying to do.
Yes, they were very supportive. Miss Olivia Hart and Robert Barnaby there at the jail, they got interest from inmates, so inmates were able to sign up if they were interested in doing the project.
Mm-hmm.
And then they picked 15, actually, from a pool of about 60 or so. For me to interview.
So they picked.
They did.
Got it.
They picked two of them, so we ended up with 13 in the end.
Right.
Two of them got transferred during the process.
And were the inmates, I mean, the ones they picked, they were cooperative with you? They wanted to have their stories told?
They were very cooperative. They were really interested in the subject and wanting to talk about their lives, and they were really interested in giving that advice to kids. And one of the common themes that came across was education. So a lot of them did not finish grade school and wished that they had. So that was a common theme between all of them.
Now, a lot of us drive past the jail and we're just kind of vaguely aware that it's there and there must be people inside. But the people who were there, are they there? Is this long term, or are these people who are there waiting to be transferred somewhere else, or are they in that facility for the length of their sentences?
Most of them are there. A lot of them are awaiting trial.
Right.
So some of them, a lot of them actually have been incarcerated for a number of years. So say the last 20 or 30 years in and out throughout their lives, but they've spent longer sentences at other jails outside of here. So most of them, I guess the length will probably be around 2 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking to Lorenzo Dickerson, his documentary film, Anywhere But Here, screens Sunday at 2 p.m., The Violet Crown. Tell me about the title. Where does the title come from, Anywhere But Here?
Anywhere But Here. Really wanted to humanize the men that are there, because a lot of times I feel like they are dehumanized. And I really wanted to show that no matter what, they're just like everyone else, us that are not incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the same hopes and dreams, and they love, and they miss their loved ones even though they're there. They've made these mistakes, but all in all, they'd rather be anywhere but in that jail.
Sure. And are you still in touch with some of your subjects?
I am. A couple of them have been released.
They have?
Yes, they have. One in particular is here in Charlottesville, and he works at a hotel here in Charlottesville, and he's doing pretty well. But yeah, have kept in touch with a couple.
And have any of these gentlemen seen the film?
Some of them have, because the jail does have a copy of the film, so they have shown the film to the ones that are still in there, still incarcerated.
Did you get some reactions from them?
I have not gotten reactions from them. I have gotten a reaction from the one gentleman that is now released that works at the hotel. He has the DVD and he loves it. So
wow. Yeah. So you, as I mentioned briefly, you grew up in Charlottesville. You left here. You were out making films. You came back about a year ago. Be closer to your family and your wife's family. So are you here now? Are you just like, where are you going to be? Are you a Charlottesville filmmaker?
Yes, I'm a Charlottesville filmmaker. I was born and raised here. You know, my family's been here for generations. My family were slaves here in Albemarle County.
Wow.
So that's actually how I started with my very first film called The Coachman. It came from an ancestry project, really. That's how I kind of made the first film around that. So I'm here in Charlottesville. All of my family's here. I have two little boys, and they're happy to be back in Charlottesville and close to their grandparents.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, Lorenzo, thank you so much for coming by. The film, again, is Anywhere But Here. It's a documentary. It's screening with another film called Seeking Asylum. They're both screening together Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Violet Crown. And you're going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
So I will see you around the festival, and we hope to see you back here at the podcast for another film in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for coming by.